This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This afternoon, outgoing Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss took to the Senate floor to defend the CIA's use of what it called enhanced interrogation techniques. Chambliss was responding to a report from the Senate Intelligence Committee, which accused the CIA of violating U.S. law, even using torture at times while interrogating terror suspects following the September 11th attacks. Now, Chambliss is the ranking Republican member of the Intelligence Committee, and despite his angry reaction to the report from the panel's investigators, Chambliss said he's always had a good relationship with the committee chair, Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California. In fact, Chambliss spoke about their relationship in part two of a conversation we had last Friday before we knew that the report was about to be released.
In the Intelligence Committee, virtually everything we do is bipartisan, and the reason is that Diane and I both have the national security of the United States in our heart, and we want to do what's right. Now, oftentimes, we have to negotiate among ourselves relative to how we achieve the outcome that both of us agree we should achieve, but at the end of the day, we do that. And I hope that under Senator McConnell's leadership, that we're going to return to regular order. He said that will happen. If we do return to regular order and we do change the rule requiring 60 votes for judges and executive noms, then I think there's a good chance you're going to see more bipartisan action because you'll have to have 60 votes. That means you got to have Democrats joining Republicans to get anything done and vice versa.
In the Middle East, have we gotten to a point where if we're going to take on ISIL, ISIS, the Islamic State, there are eventually going to have to be some tough decisions made about ground troops, ground intervention?
Dennis, we have never had a successful military campaign without the injection of ground troops. It's got to happen. You simply can't win any military conflict through flying airplanes or drones or whatever it may be. Now, then the question becomes, well, what's America's participation ground troop-wise going to be? I have applauded the president on his putting together a coalition of Arab countries that are flying airplanes now, and those airplanes, in some instances, bear flags of Muslim countries. Those airplanes are dropping bombs and killing other Muslims who are terrorists. That's the kind of coalition that we needed to fly those missions. Now, it's imperative that America provide leadership on the ground as we've done in the air. But the ground troops that are going to carry the biggest burden need to be ground troops from those same Muslim countries who live in the neighborhood and are who are the most threatened by ISIL.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. A couple of months ago when we talked, you were saying we might be able to do this without troops on the ground, that there would not be, to use the old phrase, boots on the ground.
Well, nobody had any idea how fast and how large or how fast ISIL was going to grow and how large they were going to become. We now know that ISIL has somewhere in the 30,000 range of membership of boots on the ground. It's probably significantly higher than that today. So today, saying that we're going to be able to have a successful military campaign against that size of an army with simply flying airplanes is not realistic.
Iran is now involved in military action in Iraq against ISIL. The U.S. is saying, no, we're not connected to that because we don't want to get involved with Iran. First of all, is it possible to have any sort of coordinated military action against ISIL without, to some degree, working with Iran?
Well, we're never going to be in partnership with Iran in a military conflict. This is, Dennis, a clear example of what a complex part of the world the Middle East is. It's very difficult for Americans to understand this. We're not going to join with them. We won't share intelligence. We won't fight side by side with them. But we're going to fight the same enemy. Now, that's just a very, very complex issue and very difficult for the American people to understand.
You mentioned frustration. Any regrets? Anything you do differently?
No, you know, the nature of our political system is to create frustration. That's just part of it.
Senator Saxby Chambliss, thank you so much for giving us this time, not just now, but throughout your career. We really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Dennis. You've been a very fair and straightforward journalist, and I've enjoyed our relationship.
Well, all the best in the future.
Thank you.